Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
B. Mitch and Finley, when you hear that song, you know what time it is. Time to talk to Nikki Jobvalla and maybe Julian as well. Hello, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good. Have you caught up on sleep from the draft, and is the little one letting you sleep?
He's been pretty good. I'm not going to lie. He's slept through the night a couple nights now, and he's only a month old, so I feel lucky.
That's
awesome. I hope I didn't just jinx it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Get ready for the night.
Yeah,
get ready for the night.
Exactly.
All right, so we were all out in Ashburn all weekend going through the draft. Nine picks over 3 days. I think there was, I'd say, a lot to like, maybe some questions. What is your impression of Adam Peters' first draft as GM?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I'm always the type that I kind of want to see how they look on the field, how they play before I give out grades. But I like the types of players they went after. I like the qualities of players they sought. A lot of these guys were captains on their teams, a lot of guys that play with versatility. And I realize as I'm saying this is a lot of the same traits that we praised Rivera's picks for. But, you know, I really like that they went after positions of need, but also guys that they know are just darn good football players, like Johnny Newton. Yes, they have two solid guys on the interior there with John Allen, Daron Payne, but I really like – I mean, I think many teams had a first-round grade on them. I think the biggest question for me, and probably the same for others, is, you know, how are they going to fill that hole at left tackle? Because it's such an important position, especially with, you know, a young quarterback coming in, a quarterback who has taken a fair number of hits in college. How are they going to really protect him? And it, you know, I don't fault them for how they went about this draft. It would have been too costly to try to trade back in and get one in the first round, and there weren't, you know, a number of obvious good answers there in the second. So it's just kind of where they're at. You know, they plugged the holes that they thought they could in this draft, and, you know, we'll have to keep working to rebuild this team.
I think when you look at them, though, Nick, that doesn't seem like they had, like, a game plan. And we hear people every year say, well, we got the guy that was on our board. But when you really look at them, they seem to have gone down and they got the type of people that they wanted.
Yeah, yeah, and I like that. I like that they came into the entire offseason really with a plan of how they were going to fix this roster. It didn't just start with a draft. It didn't feel like they were winging it. It wasn't, you know, this year we want speed. The next year we want something different. I think they have a plan of the types of players they want. And they'll, you know, hopefully stick with that plan and not change it every year. But it does seem like they were really trying to get in a veteran core to start, which they did in free agency, and then try to, you know, get in these younger guys that could learn from them. And they had some, you know, versatility. They had speed. They had athleticism. But they also have, like, proven track records. I thought one of the really interesting themes that I noticed with a lot of these picks is, you know, guys that have, you know, really been forced to prove themselves in their college careers. Like, Jaden Daniels, obviously an incredible player, but year over year, his improvement, I thought, said a lot about him as a player, as a person. Luke McCaffrey changing positions. You know, he was drafted or committed to Nebraska as a quarterback and then became a receiver. Mike Sainristil was a receiver who converted to DB, really proved himself in only two seasons. I like that because that, to me, shows the player's willing to be coached, it can work, and has the talent to play multiple spots on the field. So that was one of the things that really stuck out to me.
I agree with you there. You mentioned something about the left tackle position. Do you think the plan is not to go with Brandon Coleman at left tackle? Are you concerned of his ability to kind of take it over? It seems like they are convinced Coleman can be the guy.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about Brandon Coleman to really say one way or the other, to be frank with you. I would imagine they have him come in and compete with Cornelius Lucas, and, you know, eventually they you know, maybe the young kid will win out. I also think they'll probably look at the waiver wire and, you know, late additions for veteran guys. I mean, that's how Leno got on the roster a few years ago. So that could be the route this year. And if, you know, if Coleman shows out this year, great. Problem solved. If not, that'll be like the emphasis next year, just like quarterback was this year.
Well, it's a situation where, you know, I know we all want to solve every problem in this year, but this thing is not one where they're building it to just be for this year and next year. It's something that they're trying to change up with all the stink that's been going on. So they may go into next year and they may have to find somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think there's – sorry, Jillian says hi.
I think there's so much
coming into this offseason that maybe even more than they expected, more work to be done about, you know, just the needs of the team, the roster holes, that they just can't do it all in one offseason. It's just not feasible for anybody. But I think they've done a lot of great work to really, you know, sort of lay that foundation for what they want to do. So, you know, I think they're in a good place. We'll see how it looks on the field.
Yeah.
But on paper, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, I mean this seriously. If you need to go, go. We're good here. You need to go?
I mean, he's pretty upset. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. go do your thing.
He's basically showing you that the small is rules.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like every first time here, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. What am I doing? He's good now.
Yeah, all right, cool. Now. All right, good. So going forward, do you think kind of one interesting thing we talked about earlier this morning was the Sam Hartman signing? My guess is Jake Fromm probably on the way out, considering the new group has now acquired four quarterbacks.
Yeah, that was kind of what I read in that. Because they did give Sam Hartman a pretty sizable guarantee for an undrafted player, one of the biggest in the, you know, of all undrafted players in the league. So they see something there. At very least, maybe the practice squad quarterback. But I kind of read that the same way that you did, that, you know, Jake Fromm could be the odd one out. Having five quarterbacks, I mean, maybe they go into camp with all five. I would kind of be surprised. I would think the roster shuffles, you know, a few more times before camp. You know, again, with the, you know, either, you know, just a late veteran additions or even after rosters are formed once, you know, the waiver wire comes out.
Was there any – we're talking with our friend Nikki Jabvala here from the Washington Post. You can follow her on X and Instagram, at Nikki Jabvala, NikkiJhabvala. Was there any pick that really surprised you where you thought they'd go – I mean, even the Johnny Newton going with a D-tackle that early, it's easy to understand why they did it, but it still, you know, in the immediate moment was a bit of a surprise. Was there anything that stood out?
The one surprise I had was trading back with Philly. I kind of wanted them to grab Cooper DeJean there. But again, I really like Mike Sanders. So I think he's a really intriguing prospect. I'm really curious how they see him. I mean, I know they said they see him as, you know, sort of that star position, that nickel role, but, you know, how does he fit in with the rest of the guys in the DB's room, and how do they see that secondary playing out? I think he's a good pick. I like the pick. I thought the move at first to trade back, especially with a division rival, was interesting. But that was really it. I mean, I was trying to think if there are others that really were like, I don't know about that.
What it showed me is they have total confidence in what they're doing, and they don't care about what the other people are doing.
Yeah.
When they traded with Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that. And, like, I mean, Adam did say that Philly gave the best offer. So,
yep.
Okay then.
I'm going to let you go. I just did need to point out to you that the Orioles are in first place in the AL East.
Wow. You're just going to drop that? That's how we're going to end things now?
I just thought it was relevant. You know, you're very busy right now. I wasn't sure if you were aware. I want to make sure Jeff's aware, too, that the O's at 18 and 10 are ahead of the Yanks at 19 and 11.
Thanks. You're welcome. Appreciate the update. Thanks, JP.
Thank you for the time, as always.
Nikki, take care.
All right, boy. See you guys.
All right.
All right, bye.
Shout out to Julian making his appearance very well known. Yo, Jeff, relax, dog. Relax. I'm just pointing out facts, all right? Just the facts, man.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.